Hello and welcome to Jeanette's TV and Jeanette's TV Podcast. I'm your host, Jeanette Burke, and today I'm coming at you live on location from World of Barbie, located at 199 Rathburn Road West, Mississauga, Ontario, Canada, just west of Square One Shopping Center. Before we jump into today's episode to talk about Barbie's impact on females of all ages and see what's inside, I want to remind you that if you haven't already done so, please subscribe to our YouTube channel and hit the bell to be notified of all our upcoming episodes. There's two ways you can support us as we continue to bring you the best lifestyle content possible. One, support us on Patreon. No donation is too big or too small. We also offer premium perks. Link in the description below. Or consider purchasing a Jeanette's TV and Podcast t-shirt or sweatshirt like this in your choice of color and size with either the JTV logo and tagline or an inspirational saying made by me or a previous guest in a previous episode. Orders include shipping and handling and are conveniently shipped right to your front door. That link is also in the description below. Now on with today's episode. And I'm sitting here with Heather Carrick, who is the operations manager over here at the World of Barbie. Welcome to Jeanette's TV and Podcast, Heather.
Hi, it's so nice to meet you. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having us. Heather, Barbie is so many things to so many people and has influenced women of all ages, truly. And I want to know what you think is the appeal for Barbie. What makes women want to be Barbie?
You can be anything when you're Barbie. Barbie has done and been everything, every job. She has gone so many places. She's just an influence to a lot of girls, and she's a great role model.
And actually, the creator, Ruth Handler, who actually developed Barbie in 1959, that's what she wanted Barbie to be. She wanted her to be a role model for women, and she wanted her to represent the fact that you can have and do and be anything you want. Really, this is the place where dreams do come true. And we're talking more about Barbie and Barbie's image. So I think, you know, and this is a question I have, is that often Barbie gets associated with, like, fluffy things, blondes, beautiful, running around with her friends and Ken, and not always for the other things, despite the fact that she has had 200 different careers, from astronaut to dentist to doctor to a whole other slew of careers in between. So Barbie has a strength and a courage and a savvy business side to her. She's actually worth $43 billion just from her investments, including real estate, dream house, cars, airline, and so much more. And she is not supported by Ken at all. In fact, they never even got married. They've just been a couple since 1969 or 61. So I'd like you to comment on the fact that why don't we hear more about the side of what Ruth Handler really had her come out as, this independent, successful, strong woman.
She's changed a lot in the last 10 years or so, and I think that's really coming to light for everybody, that Barbie can be anything she wants to be. And, you know, things like this, World of Barbie, is bringing that to life as well for little girls who can come and do anything in any of the spaces, whether it's the music studio or going to the Interstellar Airways, you know. She can be anything she wants to be, and little girls are, it's revamped, you know. It's changed a lot, and little girls are starting to see and be a lot more part of it. So
another big change for Barbie was the diversity. So in the last few years, we've seen her come out. Actually, there's the most successful dolls sold ever in 150 countries are Ken and Barbie. But what people don't realize is that she comes in different body sizes, different eye colors, different skin tones, different body shapes, so people can see themselves in it. And she was also one of the only doll collections to not mimic like babies and housewives, but also have friends of color. Like, she had a Hispanic friend, a Latino friend. She has a black friend. I believe that girl's name is Nikki. and she had an extended family, the sisters, Chelsea and Skipper, and the parents, George, and I forget the mother's name, but, you know, it was all there for everyone to see. How do you feel that, and presently, we also have her with vitiligo, which is a disease of the skin.
Right.
We have a disabled Barbie, so it's very inclusive. Can you comment any further than that, what I've said already?
Certainly. It's kids come in and they see a doll, a Barbie that looks like them, and that's amazing for them. A lot of adults that grew up with Barbie, there was only one type of Barbie, blonde hair, blue eyes, right? And so to be able to see a Barbie that looks like me, that looks different than the traditional Barbie, is great. People want that, and that's what they're getting. Like you said, there's Barbies now that are in a wheelchair, maybe prosthetic limbs, different hair, different skin. It's amazing to see, and the little girls and the little boys want that, you know? That doll looks like me. That's such a special thing for kids to be able to say that.
Can we comment a little bit on Ken? What do we know about Ken? We didn't really learn much about Ken other than he's arm candy for her wherever she goes.
He is indeed. A lot of everything inside World of Barbie is geared more towards Barbies, more so than Ken, but there's a few pictures and whatnot of him inside as well. Like you mentioned earlier, he's kind of her sidekick in there, but she also is an independent woman and could do things without Ken too. So he's an important part of it, but Barbie is the main attraction.
We've never heard that Ken is the success one, earning all the money, supporting Barbie. It's more like the other way around. Okay, now something else I did want to mention is more about the exhibit.
Yeah.
So when we come through these doors, what can we expect to see?
So lots of different rooms inside that are interactive. So whether it's the ball pit pool, Interstellar Airways, whether it is the fashion runway, there are lots of different spots in there. We also have the camper van. So a life-size camper van that the kids can get inside, or the adults, and actually, you know, pretend like they are driving around. So there's lots to see and do inside.
Wow, I can't wait to get inside and see all this stuff. This would be amazing. So a couple of final comments here before we close out the interview. And that is, how long is World of Barbie going to be at 199 Rathburn Avenue in Mississauga, Ontario, Canada?
So we're going to be here till the end of December. And we are open right now Wednesday through Sunday.
And what is the ticket price?
So tickets do start at $30 and go up from there. I do recommend you checking out theworldofbarbie.com, the website, so that way you can check out ticket prices and availability. So it'll get that online.
And another thing, some people don't realize that there's also a tea. You can come to a high Barbie tea here. Obviously, that's a different ticket price. What do you get on the tea?
So we do have our Barbie Cafe. It's going to be opening very soon. So it's kind of almost like a gardenish kind of feel to it, like you said, the high tea. So the coffee, tea, juices, little kind of handhelds, croissants, things like that, that just kind of, you know, a little snack after you've gone through the World of Barbie. So it is a reservations right now. So you go online as well, theworldofbarbie.com, to make your reservation.
And lastly, I wanted to talk about your store here with the Barbie merch. So what are you featuring in the merch?
So merchandise here, we have a ton of different dolls that you can pick out, as well as accessories for the dolls. We also do have a lot of apparel, so whether that's sweaters and t-shirts for adults and children. And then we do have our Dream Builder section. So Dream Builder is where you can come in and pick your specific doll, and then you get to accessorize your special doll. It comes with a special box, as well as a bag that you get to take home, and you know, you've built your dream Barbie.
Wow, isn't that a great way to make your final way to make your dreams really come true?
Very much so. Here at World of Barbie, you know, the adults come in and they're really reliving their childhood, and the kids are enjoying it just as much as the adults are.
Okay, well, thank you so much for taking this time to chat with us today. And I want to thank you, my beautiful audience, for being with us here today and spending your time with us. And again, for tickets and more information, hop on over to
TheWorldOfBarbie.com.
Thanks for being with us today on Jeanette's TV and Jeanette's TV podcast. Please remember to like, comment, and share all our posts with your family and friends. You will find us everywhere. We are streamed all over the net on the TV or video side. We're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, YouTube, Pinterest, Vimeo, Twitter, and much more. On the audio or podcast side,
We're on Google, Apple, iHeartRadio, Anchor, Buzzsprout, BuzzFeed, and much more. For a complete list of where to watch and listen to us, please visit www.JeanetteBurke.com/JeanettesTV. That link will be in the show notes below. And for more history and facts about Barbie, please check the show notes below as well. And until next time, continue to be fabulous. This is Jeanette Burke, your host, signing off for the world of Barbie.